Rheinberg was the last big battle for U.S. forces in Europe. As we were ready to leave Rheinberg, I got out of the tank to inspect a bridge leading out of the town. I was in the open when I saw a German soldier who started to raise his rifle. I fired my grease gun at him, but the gun recoiled as I fired multiple rounds and I missed. He ran away. Walter W. Perna of Troop C of the 88th Cavalry Recon Battalion was with his platoon when it entered the Rheinberg combat area on the day after the battle. He wrote, "As we proceeded down the road, we came across four or five tanks which were stopped and with their 75mm cannons still pointing eastward in a firing position. They had apparently been knocked out by German artillery the night before. Adding to the horror was the sight of a blackened tanker hanging halfway out of the tank's turret with outstretched arms. Obviously, he had not been able to crawl out of the tank before the flames had engulfed him. Lying on the ground next to the tank, in a pool of blood, was another tanker. Further down the road, we came across some foxholes, each of which contained a dead German soldier. It was quite evident the Germans had fought ferociously. An individual learns from experience, if he is not killed by that experience. What happened at Rheinberg appears to be a lesson Army brass knew from previous battles with armor. It appears they forgot the lesson, or became too cocksure and discarded that lesson. A lot of our men were killed or wounded as a result. I was given my stripes back by Captain Kelly right after the Rheinberg battle ended. Two of the three officers in my company were killed. Lieutenant Buller was the only man in his tank that survived, and he was in tank number one. Captain Kelly got out of his tank and tried to do something with the other tanks that were still in action. He was in danger. He should have gotten a Silver Star. 75 men in my company were engaged in combat, and 39 were killed or seriously wounded at Rheinberg. Captain Kelly, Lieutenant Buller, and Sergeant Donahue went to get replacements for them, and Captain Kelly left me in charge of the company as a captain. He gave me his uniform with its captain's bars on it, and he said, "Blackie, you're in charge for the next 3 days." And I was. I had captain's bars on my collar, and when he came back, I thought I was going to be made a lieutenant. I really did. I thought I was going to get a battlefield commission. But I was given my T4 stripes back, and two other men were made second lieutenants. I had a picture of me taken after I was given my stripes back. It shows me with my T4 stripes on my shirt sleeves and captain's bars on my collar. Our company was organized into three platoons of five tanks each, and each platoon was headed by an officer. I am sure the Germans knew this and made damn sure that they knocked off the lead tank in each group to eliminate our officers. When we went into battle, two tanks would advance and the others stay behind. That way, if the two advanced tanks were fired on, the ones behind could see where that fire was coming from and hit back. That day, at Rheinberg, all our tanks moved ahead at one time and without infantry. That was because no one expected the Germans to be waiting for us. My tank was fixed, and with the rest of my company, I drove to Ossenburg, the next town in the German defense. The left track on my tank was knocked off there by an 88. Tank number 2 and number 3 and even number 4 knocked it out immediately, so they didn't have a chance of hitting us a second time. With one track knocked off, we could only drive in a circle. When we got out of the tank again, something hit the tank, and I got hit in the leg by shrapnel with such force it knocked me down. And that's when the captain came by and he said, "Looks like another Purple Heart, Blackie." I'm not sure I ever received it. I don't wear any of those medals. He gave me one Purple Heart, and I have it. The Bronze Star was given to me by Smythe, who got it. I didn't, because the combat observer saw Smythe, who told him what happened. Why he didn't realize there must have been somebody else involved in that action, I don't know. He must have seen the tank moving from one place to another. He couldn't have thought that Smythe did that all on his own. But anyway, I didn't mind. I don't care about it. In my estimation, anyone who is in combat for 1 minute deserves a medal, because war is hell, and it changes people's minds. In civilian life, one learns to protect life. In the military, you learn to take lives. We crossed the Rhine at Wesel on March 26th and saw General Patton. He saluted us, and I felt as if Patton was proud of what I and the other men had done. I got partway up out of my hatch and returned the salute. Besides surviving the Rheinberg battle, this was a highlight of my military service.